Jewish Theater Grand Rapids, ready to open this week. Miracle on South Division Street. Let's talk about it. This opportunity to, learn to see the good stuff that's directed by GM. We'll call you Bud Thompson. Good to see you. I'll call you Bud.
Thank you. Yeah.
Feel free. Or late for dinner. Well, no need to introduce you, Bud, doing great things both in front of the scenes and behind the scenes. But how often do you get a chance to, let's just say, direct?
I've actually directed a lot, but this is my first chance to direct for Grand Rapids Community Theater. So I'm very excited and grateful to Jewish Theater for this opportunity.
Great. All right, let's do a conversation with all of you as we look at your opening this week and asking you are you ready. Carly, you, Toffee, you ready?
I hope so, yes. No, I think I'm ready. Yeah, we're just ready for an audience at this point. When you have a comedy like this, you just need that laughter. So I think we're all pretty ready to get it in front of an audience.
Sandy Novice, yourself as well?
I never feel ready. But hopefully we will be ready for sure.
They'll be fabulous. They've been fabulous since day one. So.
Yes, but the audience does matter, so yes, we'll talk about this. All right, Bud, what's the story about?
It is a fictional what-if telling inspired by an actual shrine to the Virgin Mary that exists in Buffalo, New York. That they know very little about the background of. And so the author, who was familiar with it, thought, well, where might have this come from? So he made up the fictional Nowak family in Buffalo, New York in 2010 and gave them a story that explained some of the actual real mysteries about the shrine that exists in Buffalo.
So I like this, how a street corner virgin shrine shapes, then totally reshapes the lives of a Polish Catholic family, and this is such that it's a comedy.
It is a comedy. It's hilarious.
Yes. Carly, let's talk about your character, please.
Yeah, I am the middle child. Basically, the story, kind of the preface is that a deathbed confession kind of causes what they know to be true to unravel. So the middle child, Ruth, is the one that hears that deathbed confession, brings it to her family, and she's kind of the one, the bearer of bad news in a sense.
Sandy?
I play Clara, who's the mom in the family, and who is dealing with all the changes that come with all these revelations and trying to kind of hold the family together.
Yes. And is this a large or small or medium cast there, Bud?
It's a cast of four. So it's very much an ensemble piece, and they are all on stage the whole time. We do it as one long act without an intermission, and so the four of them carry this story to its hilarious conclusion.
Yes. I guess talk about your colleagues here. Who are we missing in studio?
Oh, we are missing Mark. He is our Jimmy character, and then we have Vicky Kavanaugh, who is playing our Beverly. So we have an older sister and then a younger brother as well.
Is this... I mean, this is a comedy. Any other themes you would like us to take from this, Bud?
It is a comedy, but there's some very touching and moving moments that everybody can relate to with regards to family, with regards to children leaving the house to pursue their dreams and the empty nest thing that parents feel. And it's just, a story about following your dreams and being willing to change when life necessitates it.
All right, ladies, let's brag on Bud as a director, please.
It has actually been really great working with Bud. He is, he has a very good insight to what he's really good at getting what he wants us to put on stage. I've actually performed with him as a fellow actor, and so having him in a director capacity has actually been really cool, because you kind of see, the wheel spinning in his head, things that, when he's an actor, things that he puts on stage, and now he's doing it through other people, and I think that just adds a whole nother challenge. But Bud's been really good about letting us act it out how we see the characters, and yeah, he's just been a really great director, good insight.
What have been other shows you've acted in?
We actually did Ragtime together mm-hmm. last year, a musical at Civic Theater, so amongst others as well.
So let me brag on okay. Carly for just a minute.
You get to do that, yes.
We don't have to do that, really.
No, because Sandy's going to get it, too.
Yeah. You know, I just want to say that Carly has done a host of very major roles in Grand Rapids, and she is currently nominated for a Grand Award for her role as Fiona in Grand Rapids Civic Shrek. She was also the lead in Thoroughly Modern Millie a couple of seasons ago. So she is a very accomplished actress, and we are thrilled to have her as part of our project.
So. Awesome. I haven't done a play since high school. So if people want to see how that goes, I mean, they're going to have to come see the show. But, yeah, it's definitely been an interesting not having the singing and dancing portion. But it's been a good experience.
Awesome. Yes. All right. Sandy?
Well, it's been fun to have Bud as a director. We have been on stage a number of times together. But this is really the first time that he can tell me what to do and I have to listen. Yeah. So that's interesting, but it's been fun to see how his mind works and that he lets us play during rehearsals has been really, yes. really fun.
And, the first time Sandy and I met, we were married on stage in Rumors at Grand Rapids Civic. Just last season?
Last season,
we were two strangers that fell in love in Seniors of the Sahara. It's been wonderful, you know, having Sandy in the cast again and, her considerable talent brought to this project.
Nice. And again, Full Circle Jewish Theater, Grand Rapids, your tagline, you don't have to be Jewish to love Jewish theater.
Absolutely
you want to talk
not.
About that? Yep.
Absolutely not. One of the fun parts about this is that this is a show about a Roman Catholic family in Buffalo, New York. What has that got to do with Jewish theater? Buy a ticket and find out.
I love it. I love it. However, Jewish theater does follow a show run that does not include Friday night.
That's
is that
right.
correct?
That's right. So we're up in the Black Box on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3 for 2 weekends.
Opening this Wednesday. And didn't you mention there's a special dress rehearsal if I wanted to save a dollar or so, Carly?
Yeah, there's a dress rehearsal. It's our final dress rehearsal tomorrow night. It's going to be at 8 o'clock as well. $5 at the door. We treat it like a performance, so it just kind of gives people that maybe can't afford to see a show the opportunity to see it at its best.
Why come see the show, Carly?
I'm sorry?
Why come see the show?
Oh, it's such a heartfelt and hilarious show. It really is. And like Bud said, I mean, you can relate to so many aspects of the show, and you'll laugh, you'll cry. It's just so many emotions that are brought out in this show, and it's just you leave feeling really good about what you've seen.
Yes.
And we're doing it in the Black Box upstairs at Spectrum Theater, which is a small, intimate space. There's only 44 seats available. And you'll feel like you're sitting in the No Wax kitchen. You'll be part of the action. It's very fun up there.
Awesome. Why come see the show from your angle there, Sandy?
I think it's because it's something everybody can relate to. It's a story about family. It's about change. Everybody's gone through that in their life, and it's funny. It that's what we need. It's funny.
Run of the show and how to get tickets, Bud.
We mentioned earlier, we open this Wednesday the 10th, and we run through the 21st. You can get tickets at jtgr.org or by calling 234-3946. That's the Spectrum box office, and they are open from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So awesome. Get your ticket now. Thanks again to our good buddy Kathy Boylan for getting the word out as well. Rockstar. Okay, guys, break a leg in the Miracle on South Division Street. Thanks to the talents on behalf of Jewish Theater Grand Rapids. Take care to you, Bud, Carly, and Sandy.
Thank you, Shelley.